if you're walking through the store and you got a Red Sox hat on, some jackass who went to college at Emerson is like, yo, bro, what's the Sox score today? And you're like, I'm not a fan. I have a big head.
Yeah,
and he's like, why are you wearing the hat? And you're like, I have a big head. I got a big head. No, mine's bigger. No, I got a, what size hat do you have? And then I'm in a conversation with a guy I don't want to be in. And
I'm like,
just kiss him. Yeah. And so, 100%.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Welcome to another episode of Two Bears, One Cave. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Probably the most excited I've ever been to start a show.
This is super exciting, man. So for those who don't know, about a week ago, we were talking about how I've seen videos of guys, especially like some football players, who had unique handshakes for everybody on the team. So we just Googled it, and the first video that came up.
You said Cortez Lewis. That's the first you said it.
Well, we did our search, and then Cortez came up first. Cortez played at Wake Forest, and there is a montage video of him doing completely different handshakes with everybody on the team, and like really unique, some of them like really complicated.
And I tried to come up with an email to send to Cortez where I said, hey, we're big fans. We're looking for a signature handshake for our show.
Yeah.
Could you do it? It was horrible. And I didn't think in a million years we would ever get a reply.
Yeah. And not only did you get a reply that he would do this for us, but we actually have him on the line right now. So without further ado, please welcome Cortez Lewis to the show. Cortez, can you hear us? Can you see us?
Yes, I can hear and see you guys.
Hey, man.
I did it.
This is before we get to what you got for us, tell me about, so like, how did that develop for you doing the handshakes with everybody on the team? Were you always a handshake dude, you know, growing like as a kid in high school?
Yeah, so that was a thing that I had started when I was in high school, middle school. Like, I had a group of guys, and we all had different signature handshakes.
Uh-huh.
And so once I got to college, I had went to college with a former teammate of mine, Demetrius Kemp. He played with me at my high school, and he went to college with me. And we had our own secret handshake from back home.
Right.
And so people saw that, and they was like, dang, that's neat.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I end up having buddies that I played on the team with, and they was like, yo, we want a handshake, dog. So one day, it's crazy. One day, my assistant coach, he was like assistant GA, and we were at practice. And I didn't even know. He's just recording me, walking up behind me as I'm going through my, you know, daily routine at practice. And he's recording all my handshake. And I get in the locker room after practice, and everybody's going nuts. Like, Cortez, bro, you're on SportsCenter. Check your phone, woot, woot, woot. And I'm like, okay, I check my phone, and here I go on SportsCenter. The next day, ESPN called, interviewed me, and they called me and named me Handshake King over LeBron, and I was still a little bit, you know, shocked about that.
Yeah.
So once I made that handshake with like 10 to 20, 50 people, everybody wanted a handshake. The president of the university. They was even saying it at the football game, like, win a free handshake with Cortez Lewis.
Wait, is it? Because one of the things that's like, it's wild when you watch it, right? Is you go like, all right, he's got a handshake with this dude and that dude. But once you start getting to like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, dude, you're like, yo. So is it hard to remember each person's? You know what I mean? Like to.
So honestly, you got to think. So it's crazy. I'm going to blow your mind. I have over currently 200 plus different handshakes.
Come on, man.
Come on. No,
seriously. Seriously. Because once everybody saw that they made ESPN,
yeah,
everybody figured that if they had a handshake with me, then they would be on ESPN too.
Right,
so
right.
I'm talking about the sororities, the fraternities, yeah, the president, everybody wanted a freaking handshake. And it was cool because I got to see these people on a daily, like throughout going to class or in the cafeteria. So once I saw them, it was like a muscle memory thing. Like we knew we had that connection with each other, and it was just on point.
One of the favorite ones that we both loved when we were watching like the montage was the one where it looks like it's over and the dude turns around and he comes back.
Oh, yeah.
That was dope.
That's Markell Lee, man. He's the middle linebacker for the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
wow.
Hey, where'd you go to high school, by the way?
I'm from, born and raised in Demopolis, Alabama.
Okay.
So, yeah, I received a full scholarship to play ball at Wake Forest my junior year in high school.
Congratulations.
Wow.
That's nice.
I appreciate it.
So, wait, where are you living now?
I'm in North Carolina.
Okay.
I'm still in Winston-Salem, actually.
Oh, really?
I went to college in North Carolina, too. I went to college.
Where you went?
I went to Lenore Ryan in Hickory, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. I know where you at.
Yeah, yeah. The furniture capital, man. That's what they call it. That's
he didn't get a full ride. He's just a full-sized body.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. No full ride. No full ride for me. I paid the full tuition.
Ain't that wrong.
So wait, how do we monetize you coming up? Like, there's got to be a way. You know the old thing for like, come up with your porn star name. It's your name of your first pet and the street you lived on.
Yeah.
What's the way to come up with an app for you where people can go, me and my friend need a handshake? Because that's what's happening here. Yeah. Me and my friend need a handshake.
No, that's what we need to do. We really need to create that. We need to create that.
Yeah. I mean, do you have the website handshakeking.com?
No, but I need to get that.
So we should lock that down. See if that's
down
available.
Right now.
Lock that down.
We'll give that to you if we have it.
Handshakeking.com.
We have it now. We got it. So that's how fast we move, Cortez.
I like that.
We got to get you an app.
Are you a Patriots? I mean, you a Tom Brady fan?
Yeah.
You know that's my guy, right?
No.
You got a handshake with him?
I end up graduating from Wake Forest, and I ruptured my Achilles completely off the bone.
Damn.
And we was playing Texas A&M in the Belt Bowl. And graduated from Wake, and I just looked up the best rehabilitation place in the country because Wake, once my scholarship was up, I could no longer receive rehab. So I Googled Tom Brady Foundation. It's called TB12 Sports. And I flew to Boston. They said it was like $350 for an hour treatment session. And I go there, and while I'm there, I'm in there encouraging people that I don't even know, you know, like, let's go, let's get right. You know, that's just how I am with football.
Yeah.
So I go there and I'm motivating people to get, you know, get themselves together. And as I leave, Alex Guerrero, Tom Brady's right-hand man, was training me that day. So when I was leaving, I paid my money. He was like, hey, Cortez. He was like, it was a pleasure to meet you. He was like, we need more people like you around here. He was like, I'm going to text you this foundation application. If you take your time and fill this out, then we'll take care of any injury you have for the rest of your life.
What?
And by the grace of God, I got accepted. And so they was flying me back and forth every 4 weeks, doing treatment on my Achilles, and got me a full scholarship to play at Western Michigan. Went there. DeAndre Francois, he was a former quarterback from Florida State.
He
ended up, was supposed to go to FAU, but went to Happy University. So I was at Western training for 2 months, and he called me like, bro, come play with me at Hampton. Went to Hampton, and we both got our masters from Hampton and declared from the draft from Hampton.
Holy shit, man. I had no idea.
Jesus.
I remember Dirty. That's what they called him, right?
That's my guy, Dirty.
Yeah. I remember that, man.
So what are you doing now?
So right now, like I said, I declared for the draft. My agent's working to get me signed to an NFL team. I'm driving trucks for UPS right now in North Carolina.
Dope, all right. Man. Well, this is what we're going to do. This is the way our brains work. See, we like to put out big feelers. Like, the reason we're talking to you, I don't know if you're familiar with Jennifer Aniston, but...
I've heard of that name, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's like one of our close friends.
Uh-huh.
And we just put it out on the podcast that we wanted to meet her and that she should probably have a dude there for safety. Yep. And next thing you know, Jennifer Aniston's blowing up our spot. Dearest Bert, you're my favorite.
Sending me nudes.
Yep. And so what we think...
I love you, bro.
We're going to get you big corporate deals before you get drafted. So that you getting drafted is a no-brainer, and I'm hoping go to the Bucks. Now, I'm good friends with the Glazers.
No doubt.
Tom Brady's there right now.
Yeah.
We're going to get you on the Bucks. We're going to get – and I'm going to start
– I like
I'm going to start – and what we're going to start with is with your jersey.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, just – you're just bigger – see, some people – You're bigger than
this.
You got good energy.
You definitely have great
energy. Good energy. Yeah. And this is what the world needs.
Yes.
There's certain people where I go, I'd buy his jersey, and they're like, yeah, but he's the kicker for the Rams. Yeah, I was like, I don't know, Johnny Hecker challenging Jared Goff to see who could hit the field goal pole from 30 yards out and bet money on it. I go, that's my guy. Yeah. I like Johnny Hecker now.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just a punter, but I like that guy.
Sure.
And that's what teams need, are more guys like you.
Positive vibes only, man.
And you can play, so
that's
I'm telling
that's
you.
Me.
Yeah,
that's me. You.
All right, well, we gotta ask, what is going to be Bert and my secret handshake? What's our handshake going to be?
All right, you ready?
I'm ready. Yeah, yeah, okay. We're super
right,
ready.
Stand up.
Okay.
And listen, I did a little research. I seen you had that little accident with basketball, so I wasn't sure how quick you can move and shit.
That wasn't so, shit, just so you know.
All right. Sure.
No, I'm kidding. It hurt like a motherfucker.
All right. I know it did. Pull your life mic up like this.
All right. Okay.
All right. So listen. So you guys stand up, and you're going to clap hands twice. So it's
Our hands?
You guys ain't. Yeah, okay. Twice. And you're going to – I wish you guys wasn't in that tight of a space because I had a little Euro step move. It was only like three steps that
Let's see it.
So it's right, left, and you're going to walk two steps past each other, turn around, step up, and you're going to growl like a grizzly bear. Let's go.
Hold on.
Hold on. It's very simple.
We gotta make some room. Okay. He can't handle it. Hold on a second.
Step. Walk past each other. Turn around.
Ah!
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So wait. So. We gotta do baby steps again. All right. So okay. We step up. One, two.
So you're not gonna just give it right off top. It
right.
Takes repetition.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So one, so, two.
Two taps.
One. Two.
One, two, and you guys take your hand like you got a basketball.
Okay.
And you go right.
Okay.
And you go right.
Okay.
But you guys go, so stand
right.
close.
Right.
You
okay.
right. You right.
Okay.
Right. So you guys will be going opposite ways, and you left. Go left.
Yeah.
And take two steps past him.
Okay. So I go past you this way.
So you guys dash.
Right.
Angle.
Right. Left. And then bam.
One, you go that way.
Yeah.
You go that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you take two steps. So you one, two. You turn it around. You. Slap it.
Ah!
Yeah. Boom! What's up? Two Bears Secret Handshake.
Two Bears Secret Handshake. Oh, I love it. I love it.
We're going to practice the fuck out of this.
I love this.
For real, it's really lit, bro. It's really lit. I'm like, fuck it. I want that handshake.
Oh,
handshake
yeah.
King gave it up, man. This is good stuff.
Oh, this is great.
You know what we're doing for an hour after we finish today, right? We're just going to rehearse this.
We're just
going to
rehearse this nonstop.
Yes, sir.
Oh my God. This is the best. Oh, man. Oh, this is so great. I can't wait till you're playing for the Bucks. I'm on this right now.
Me and Alex Guerrero are going to talk about, hey, we said it was going to happen. So it'll happen. God. If it's meant, bro, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen, man. I'm telling you, I will shit into the universe. I'm the luckiest guy in the entire world, and I can make shit happen. I can will stuff into the universe. I got a career, and I'm not that funny, and I just take my shirt off on stage. I mean, can you believe it?
Yeah. I love that shit. I love it. Hey, listen, that's what made me give you that flex in the handshake.
This is so great, man.
This is great.
This handshake, I'm telling you, man, we're going to give you that site, and we got to build a site that's just about this, like, I mean, super positive, but have your montage, have the videos, have maybe like tips, points on. No,
what would be great? What would be great is if you could just enter things in. So, say you and your buddy are looking for a website. You're like, "How old are you?" And you type that in, and then all the aspects of a handshake. You go, "Well, they're already too old for that." Okay, so we're gonna
pull
all
those out.
What kind of music do you like? And you're like, okay, I get it. If you're unfamiliar with .. you're not going to get ..
There's no,
what's the, this one? You know what I was trying to do. Sorry.
This one.
Like where you throw it in the air and catch it. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
So we're on top of it. And by the way, we'd like to be your agent also.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's fine. Like I said, that's fine.
Hey, let's do this. Let's start an agency. Master P did it.
Okay.
I think he's buying
Reebok.
For real?
Yes.
Dude, we can do this. You're our first client. We have just started Two Bear Sports Management. Two Bear Sports Management.
Let's Cortez.
Go! Let's go!
Run this by your legal team.
Oh, I can't wait. Two Bear Sports Management.
Look, man.
And we just signed our first client, the Handshake King, Cortez Lewis.
Listen.
Yes, sir.
We're going to stay in touch with you, man. We want to keep in touch with you throughout this whole thing. We're definitely, they'll be in touch about the site, and we'll get working on that for you. And, man, we really appreciate you, man. This is a lot of fun. So let's, like, you know what we're doing? We're going to work on our Handshake. We're going to shoot it, and then we're gonna send you the video. You got to give us, like, a rating.
All right, say no more. And you guys, like I say, it's repetition, and once you speed it up a little bit more, it looks so much sweeter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? So don't be doing it like grandpa. You got to get a little bit movement in. Yeah. It's dope.
Oh,
you're
the best.
But thank you guys for having me, man.
Absolutely.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Cortez. Appreciate you, man.
Yep. Stay safe, brother.
All right,
thank
y'all. Best.
Take care, brother.
Yep.
All right.
Hell,
that was
yes.
amazing. Hell, that was amazing. Yes. Thank you for that call, Cortez. We will be right back.
I hope Jennifer Aniston sees that and goes, I'm going to blow Cortez out of the water. When they meet me, wait till I'll do their secret handshake to them.
Unbelievable.
I'm so excited we started a sports management company.
See,
what Cortez doesn't know is he just got in the car with a fucking lunatic.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't understand. Now, look, let's be very fair. I have big ideas, mm-hmm. I trust me when I know how crazy I am. I'm with me all the time. He doesn't know what he just signed up for, because I can also will shit into existence. We, case in point, we got him on the phone today, and we have our own secret handshake.
We have a secret handshake. We
I literally was sitting in the shower thinking to myself 2 weeks ago, a week ago, thinking, we need a secret handshake. He's like a fucking idiot. Only a fucking idiot 48-year-old man sits in the shower and goes, me and my friend need a secret handshake. What fucking grown man? This is what's good with me and what's wrong with me. What fucking, if you're a man right now, If you're a man, how many times have you sat in a shower and thought to yourself, earnestly, me and my best friend need a secret handshake? Probably never. Now, I'm in a small pool of individuals that's where their brain lands, right? Now, I'm also in a small pool that goes, I'm getting one. And I don't even see the mountain in front of me. I go, I'm getting one. All I got to do is will it into existence. Now, this is why Cortez is going to be, we are going to be in Hawaii at the Pro Bowl, me and you. We're going to have matching Hawaiian full pantsuits, full shirts.
Why don't we do Hawaiian tracksuits by the Sewing Brothers?
God damn it. This is why we're good together.
Yeah. Hey, Sewing Brothers, Hawaiian tracksuits.
And this is what's even crazier. This is what Christ must have felt like when Christ was like, I'm the son of God. Like, I'm the son of God. I know that bad shit's going to happen to me, but guess what?
Yeah.
You're going to remember me. Now, this is what Cortez doesn't know. He just got in the car with me and you. Now, I'm the fucking lunatic who's like, take a left, take another left. You're like, that's a circle. I'm like, don't worry, it'll work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm already envisioning us in Tampa, right? Me and you.
Yeah.
As agents.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, our percentage, 0%. We don't want any of those money.
Yeah.
Maybe 5, 10. You see, Tom does the business.
Okay.
I
think in that field, they take 3%, actually.
For real?
Yeah. I really do. Seriously. For real? Look up how much NFL agents' commissions are.
3%.
How much? Well, let me work it out for you. How much our NFL agents' commissions?
Poof. 4%.
Oh, okay.
No, 3%.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what I was remembering.
Not more than 4.
Hold on. Not, NFL agents are not permitted to receive more than 3%. See?
Okay, that's fine.
And NBA agents, not more than 4% of their players' playing contracts. I think... maybe, you can get more of an endorsement contract.
We're already going to do shoe deals. We're going to do glove deals. For
I think
handshakes.
Most agents, though, have been to law school. Can we call your dad?
Yeah. My dad can look over the contract.
Okay.
Yeah. And my dad will look over the contracts. Me and you are just the face of our agency.
Okay.
On the sidelines. One buck place, right?
Yes.
They come up.
TwoBearsSportsManagement.com. If you're an athlete and you want representation from people who don't work in the field.
But
But with great ideas and make magic happen.
We can make magic happen. Were you going to get an agent?
I do think we could hustle right now and get Cortez some type of endorsement.
Oh, I think that's illegal in college, right?
He's not in college anymore.
Okay.
He's declared for the draft.
Oh, we can definitely get him endorsed.
But I'm saying like...
We can get training camp endorsed. Oh my God. I know a great collagen supplement. I know we... Tom, this is what we do.
Yeah.
This is what... Oh my God. We can totally... We got... Do you like Vuori clothing?
Yes.
Because it's comfortable, but then you can work out in it.
That's perfect for him.
And we can do some commercials with Vuori,
can we fucking reach out to Cortez and hook him up?
Yeah. We hook up Cortez with...
And he's an athlete, so anything yeah. like... Oh. Yeah.
How do you? What about your socks? Do you like features?
Oh, they're fantastic.
I mean, we could really hook could him
even,
up.
Let's go with today's.
What are today's
sponsors?
Ones?
Bare Bottom. I just got all that clothes.
Oh, Bare Bottom. By the way, they're out of Tampa. That kid went to Berkeley Prep. I know that guy. Bare Bottom's comfortable as fuck. Their sweatshirt looks amazing.
Policy
are we doing
Genius
right now?
Cortez, do you own property? Do you want to insure it?
Yeah.
Oh,
Cortez.
Never mind.
Those are previous episodes ads.
Okay.
Fuck. But
you get it. We have other sponsors.
How do you relax after a practice?
Yeah.
With a refreshing, low-calorie Bud Light?
Of course you
Seltzer?
Do. When I'm done working out, there's only one thing that makes me feel right, and that's Bud Light Seltzer.
Coming in mango, strawberry, daiquiri, and classic margarita.
Which one are you going to try?
I'm
trying the strawberry daiquiri.
I'm gonna Mai Tai. Mango Mai Tai? By the way, I'm on a little bit of a drinking kick lately.
You?
And I have to meet with my trainer, but that's okay. It's only 100 calories. That is good.
Mm.
That is really good.
Can I tell you, I love when something's like strawberry, grape, I'm like, yep.
You're talking to the Kool-Aid King over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, we have so many big deals we're going to get and send. I guarantee you, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start with Cortez. He's going to be like our, this isn't how I'm going to pitch you to the Bucks. He's going to be our pop-up shop, right?
Yeah.
Meaning we're going to try all our shit out on him.
Yep.
We're going to blow his spot up. He's going to sign a contract. We're going to probably go 3 years, $10 million is what we're looking for. First round. By the way, what position does he play?
Wide receiver, yeah.
Wide receiver. Fucking done. Mike Evans is going to take him under his wing. They get tatted up. Secret handshake. Right? Whatever. Totally. And, he's going to be, yeah, of course. This is such a fucking no-brainer. We're going to get him boat sponsorships in Tampa.
Yep.
We'll get him on Cowhead all the time.
Yep.
He'll be like guy on the street. Like come in, third mic with Cowhead. Dude, we can blow this fucking guy up. I can get him a car immediately. I know all the car people in Tampa.
All right.
Oh, dude, we can do this, man. We can start a sports company.
How much?
This is how we're going to become billionaires.
Your new representation, Cortez.
If this is how I'm talking about you to strangers,
yeah.
Imagine how I'm going to talk to people who want to work with you.
Yeah.
I don't think that panned out.
It's all right. He gets it.
I know how he's going to stay hydrated.
Liquid death. Oh, you know what we should get him on?
Please tell me.
It's insane. After this, his next immediate thing is Cameo. Hey, Cortez, can I get a secret handshake?
Okay. We should probably get his phone number.
Yeah.
We need get him on Cameo and he...
Immediately.
Dude, we're talking about...
And someone's like, hey, you know, my wife and I are having an anniversary. We want a secret handshake. And Cortez is like, hey, happy anniversary.
What's our price point? We're being as his agents.
I mean, I think
what's a good price point? What's Kevin Nealon's? Whatever Kevin Nealon says, he can do that. I mean, just figure, like, I'd do Kevin Nealon. I'd pay for Kevin Nealon.
Okay.
He's a fucking celebrity.
Is he on there?
I don't know. Let's find out. Cameo, Kevin Nealon. Oh, wait, I really like Kevin Nealon.
Kevin Nealon's fantastic, man.
Oh, how about this? I'm going to fucking call this little fucking, almost call her a cunt, but it's my wife. You ready for this?
I think you did.
You ready? Come on. Yeah. Still, I'll do a behind her back all day. I had a premise I wanted to talk to you about, and I couldn't remember it. And I ran it by Leanne, and she goes, actually, that's pretty funny. She never says that. And I woke up this morning. I go, what was that premise? She goes, I don't know. You have so many stupid fucking ideas. And I was like, I had a fucking great premise. This is where I know where this premise is going. I wish all the women I didn't make feel sexually uncomfortable in life, which is hundreds of millions, would come forward at once and be like, oh, just so you know, Bert's a good guy.
Oh, I got you. I
went on 5 dates with him and he never tried to kiss me. I thought he was gay. I told my friends he was gay.
Yeah.
And like, wouldn't that be? And then I had to be like, she's going to go, oh, that is the idea. Hey, do you remember the idea? I was like, what was that idea we were talking about for the podcast?
Baby, I don't remember.
No, I... No, I know, but I finally remembered it, and I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
I wish all the women that I didn't make feel sexually uncomfortable would come forward at one time.
Remember? Oh, yeah, that was it.
She likes it.
And then my wife would be the last one. Actually, I had to ask him out on a date, and he had a hard time giving me my first kiss. And the first time we had sex, it was so fast, I don't think anyone would consider it even sex. So, what did you think?
Yep. Awesome. Sounds great.
All right. Love
That's
you.
Super dismissive. Love you. That was so condescending.
My point is, Kevin Nealon is a fucking solid dude.
Yeah, he is.
And
what do I call him?
You know him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what are we going to ask him?
Oh, yeah.
If he's on Cameo? Let's find out.
He's not on Cameo. They looked it up.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Let's go.
I think Cortez should do.
Cortez is on Cameo. We're getting him on Cameo today.
I think.
Can you. Obviously, we're not airing this, but we need to get Cortez on Cameo today as his agents. This is already
$100.
This is, by the way,
$100.
This is in the future. Is $100? Is that a lot?
That's no.
How much would you pay for a secret handshake?
$100. That's cool. You're getting the handshake king to give you a handshake.
$100.
$100.
$100. $100.
You have to invest. You can't be like, I want.
Yeah,
10
you're right.
Bucks.
$10, and he's like,
come on, man.
He's like, yeah, $100. You're right. $100. $100.
And if you don't want to spend $100 on it, then you don't get a secret handshake.
And by the way, can you get Cortez Lewis? Like, I now that this is out, we've already set up his Cameo, I'm guessing. Right? By the time this airs,
yes.
His Cameo is already up and running.
Yes.
So now we're in the future. If you would like your own signature handshake from Cortez Lewis, go to Cameo, look up Cortez Lewis, the Handshake King, submit. And he will make you your own signature handshake. And we get 3% of that? I mean, we're really getting fucked as NFL agents.
Yeah, we are.
This fucking... Oh, we can get 4%.
No.
Oh, no. You know what? I don't want to do the fucking math.
Yeah, we're not going to take any.
I don't want to do the math and be like, how many did you do today? Like,
No.
Well, this is why we're great agents, is we're going to be like, fucking whatever.
We're just going to be, you know, super positive about it and hope that he does a bunch of them. But
look, you know what this is?
We have to make one point real clear. We haven't cleared any of this with him. So he might not be on Cameo.
And he might be.
But he might be.
As his agents, we pretty much talked him into it.
We
should definitely talk to legal counsel and see if this is what we're doing is highly illegal.
Talk to your dad. He's a lawyer.
All right.
Yeah, he definitely knows.
What you want to hear? This is my impression of my dad my whole life.
Okay.
Hearing my harebrained ideas where he's like, buddy, what? Okay, hold on. Where the fuck? Are you drinking? Is it better if I mean, my dad's a bad fucking call because I'm afraid he's going to be like, what the fuck? What, dad, buddy, I'm sitting with your grandmother. She's turning 100. Can we just fucking talk about something else?
I hope he shoots this down so hard.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Dad. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Good. I'm on a podcast with Tom, and I want to run a business idea by you and get your take, your honest knee-jerk reaction.
Is this billable time?
No, this is not billable time. Well, you might, maybe,
okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Tom and I have started a sports management company, and we are now... We're representing a free agent, and we are going to be his agents. What is the legality of that?
Yeah, I'd do that. Why don't you jump both feet in?
Do you need any license to be an agent? Do you know?
Yeah, I believe so. A lot of people go to law school.
Well, here's the pitch, big guy. Well, you know how you were thinking about retiring? Well, how about you cruise into retirement as a sports management attorney? So what we'll do is we'll get the contracts. We'll send them to you. We're just the face of the company.
Yeah. Do you have any clients, big boy?
Yeah. Cortez Lewis. Hold on. I'm passing you to my business side of my team, Tom.
How you doing, Mr. K?
Doing great, bud. I can't wait to get started.
I just wanted something to be clear. This is not a we thing. This is all Bert's idea.
Yeah, well, I thought you were the smart one, bud.
Well, I'm the one who said call your dad.
Yeah, well, right call. Yeah, well, when you get your first flight, give me a call.
Well, we got one, Dad.
We got one. We got Cortez Lewis. He's a free agent, and he just signed with us. And Bert convinced them that we actually are sports management people.
How much did he want?
3%.
Well, yeah, but Bert also said, "Oh yeah, we'll get you 3 years, $10 million contract."
So he's not a starter.
Yeah,
we're gonna get it for the Bucks.
Yeah. Oh, and Bert also said we'll get you signed with the Bucks.
Oh, by the way,
and I'll get you a car. He said, "I know everybody who can get you a car."
See if you can get someone.
You know what? He sounds like an agent.
Yeah, he does.
I do.
He does.
See if there's someone in Tampa who can get him a car. Do you know anyone that can get him a car in Tampa?
Do you know anyone who can get him a car?
No. Well, I do, but I would never ask him.
That's why you're part of the team, Dad. Okay. Listen, we'll do a Zoom to call me, you, and Tom and figure out the logistics, but let's get someone on the line.
Welcome
for a
to
car.
The team.
Yeah, welcome to the team, Dad. What are we? Oh, we're going to come up with a name for our company, and then we'll call you back.
Yeah, great idea. I'll wait for your call.
See ya. Bye. I love you.
God, like everything, like he didn't have to say it, but like, you could hear in his voice that he's like, you guys are fucking stupid.
Two Bear Sports Management. Two Bear Sports Management Limited. Or I'm trying to think. Two Bear Sports Management is just
perfect. It's perfect.
Two Bear Sports Management.
Yeah.
And that's we're diversifying. Remember when I told you we need to become billionaires?
Yes. When you had the whole, yeah.
And this is how we're going to do it. We're going to start
this
with
our holding company.
Lewis.
Yeah.
What's going to happen is he's going to walk onto I guarantee you, last year of Brady's contract, he leans over to us and he's like, "Hey man, I like what you did with Cortez."
Yeah, I guarantee you.
Yeah. I guarantee it.
Oh, he's gonna come our way.
I guarantee you. When we get him signed to the Bucks, I guarantee you we pick up five clients immediately. Immediately, guys, going, "I like what you did with Cortez."
Yeah,
Cortez. First of all, we got to get him a fucking sick ride, sick tracksuits. We need to really kind of mold him in our glow.
Let's get Cortez's sizing. And let's get him some Sewing Brothers tracksuits, too.
Because we're showing up first day of training camp.
Yeah.
Me and you are coming with him.
Yeah.
We're all having matching whatever car we get in Tampa. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you I can get him a car.
I believe you.
I know I can get him a car. We can get him a boat. I'm so excited about this.
I can tell you.
By the way, I'm actually thinking about putting my career on pause to focus on Cortez's.
Which is a good idea.
Which is a great idea. I can definitely get him a part in a sitcom. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, this is so big.
This is going to be huge.
This is going to be huge. He just needed guys like us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now we have a secret handshake. I mean, like, I'm so excited for
I like when we walk past each other. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm bubbling with, okay, let's change subjects. Because I'll do this all day. I'll stop. And then, by the way, we'll keep coming back to Cortez Lewis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure we will.
We can pick up their field goal kicker in a fucking heartbeat. Who's their, like, whoever that is, what's his name of their field? I know it. It's a weird name.
It is?
The field goal kicker for the Bucks. We're going to pick up this guy, their punter, right?
Okay.
We're going to clean up on the Bucks, and then
who is their kicker?
I forget his name. It's Suckup.
Oh.
Ryan Suckup. Every time I hear it, I always think it's a weird name. I feel bad saying that about a future client, but.
Yeah. You'll understand. Dude.
How many agents have fucking done you dirty and then kind of raw dogged you and then fucking fucked with you? We aren't going to be those guys. See, that's what is beautiful about our management company is we've been through the ringer. We've been talent. We know how to treat talent. Oh my God, this company is selling itself, Tom.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a number of calls after this show comes out. We might be signing multiple people at the same time.
Dude, we could start signing pro surfers. I'm so deeply involved in the pro surfing community.
Deeply involved?
I watch a lot of videos. I watch a lot of videos and I know their names.
Okay.
Nathan Florence is our first sign.
Okay.
We're getting Nathan Florence is our first
sign. Do you ever talk to him?
I've texted with him.
You've texted with him?
I've texted with him.
Okay.
Nathan Florence.
Where is he? Is he in Hawaii?
Sign. Yep, in Hawaii. By the way, this is next level. This is next fucking level. We're going to look at take sports to a brand new level. We're going to sign a professional pickleball player, right?
Mm-hmm.
We should sign a golfer.
Okay.
We should get one from every sport so that when you go to our front page of our website, you can see all our athletes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And very loose contracts.
You know what we could also do for that website?
What?
Have another, like, a subcategory that's called potential signings and just put like the biggest stars in sports. So everyone's like, oh, you have like fucking Cristiano Ronaldo and LeBron James? Like, potentially. Yeah. We're going to talk to them this week.
We have potential science, and then we should have clients we won't sign. Yeah.
I got a few names for you. Oh, you know who could be a great potential signing for us? I just did a podcast with Deion Sanders.
So let's sign him.
Let's sign him. Let's give him a shout.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do a sign.
Hey, Prime, I know everything's working out, but do you want it to go better? Yeah.
Oh my God. This is great. This is fucking, this is what's great about a podcast.
Oh, by the way, he told me that he could bring us back hair-wise. See how he got his hair back?
I want to go full tilt. I started thinking, I've been using Rogaine for...
Why don't we do this?
You want to get hair?
That's what I'm saying. So it's a company called Restore.
That's brand new.
That's
hair,
what he
right?
got. Yeah, new hair.
Look and where do they take it from?
From the side of your head.
I don't know, but I'm thinning there too, I think.
No, but you got enough.
For real?
Yes.
Go to Restore. I would like to see.
Yeah.
If I could do it on the DL.
You can, man.
I don't want Leanne to know. I want her to be like...
Okay.
I wear hats enough anyway.
Yeah.
Pretty lush.
Does it say, like, I mean, look.
I'm like that. I'm like,
look.
After 5 months, Meryl, I restore. Let me see. Female clients?
Bro.
So what do? They just take hair from their side.
Is there like
and
a how it works kind of thing? Is there a how we do it?
Everyone who's gotten hair. The stuff has hated it.
Gotten what? This stuff?
No, the old school ones.
Oh, yeah.
The old school ones were bad.
I don't know what you're doing. Is this it?
And then what if they, do the lasers penetrate through hair or should be?
Just looking on their frequency.
Yeah, what if they put hair in it, but then they put a part that you didn't expect and you have a cowlick? Can they put in cowlicks?
I don't think they can put those in. I think those grow naturally.
They just put it in upside down.
So wait, is it telling you anything?
No, I'm not finding any info right now.
Okay.
What's up with a cowlick? What is a cowlick?
A cowlick?
That's an interesting...
Isn't that just like a pattern growth?
No, type in cowlicks. Aggressive cowlicks. Aggressive cowlicks.
Okay.
I remember Brian Callahan had a cowlick.
Okay.
Who's got cowlicks?
I have a couple of crazy ones.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah. You just can't see it because I fucking...
Jake Gyllenhaal has a cowlick?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing what I'm looking for.
You
want to
see? You want to see?
I want to see people that are their lives have been drastically affected.
Wait,
because of their
cowlicks. There no info on that site? About on the other site? There has to be. About right there, right? No.
Would push be cool with you just getting a full head of hair?
No, where it said about? Not there.
With the launch of I Restore Hair Growth System.
Okay.
A non-drug-free, non-invasive way. Nicotine-free, pain-free. What?
Nicotine-free?
Yeah, what are they
what
normally
are you talking about? Where does it say nicotine?
Scroll. There, right there. Inspired us to create a solution people help grow health and beauty without compromising their health. We started Laser Clinic, uses lasers
to help smokers overcome their addiction to a nicotine.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
Okay. So wait, would you do this?
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, let's get iRestore and see if they want to sponsor the podcast.
Okay. And will you rock full head of hair?
I will go full head of hair and I'll go curly.
Like curl?
I'll tell you what. It would be fun if you didn't know what you were getting. And they were like, we gave you hair, but good luck. And like the new ones were all long blonde ones.
What would you do? Ponytail? Would you man bun it?
Oh, I would be so. Here's the problem is that every time I've seen someone who has hair, they have to have someone come in and help them do their hair.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just like no one's gotten hair and then just been like flip, you know?
Wait, is this even the thing that we were talking about, though?
This is Restore Hair Growth System. This might not be the one that Deion was using.
Can we look that up so that we're looking at the one he used?
Like,
what the fuck is that?
Oh, I see. Every time I've known people with hair that has had hair replacements, they also have to like. It's like they can't. They don't just have like a free head of hair,
right?
Like it's like very delicate hair. Like, they're like, no, you can do it, but I need someone to come in and do it and then put some topics on it, and then it's got to be done.
This is the company.
This is, oh, wow.
Yeah. This is the company that they did it with.
See, oh, Richard Branson did it?
That's not Richard Branson, is it?
Yeah, it is.
No.
Oh, it's not.
No. Okay, so what does it say about it?
It's not your fault, your father's hair restoration. God damn, my fucking dyslexia has gotten so bad lately.
Yeah, you've been saying all kinds of crazy shit. Okay. Is there anything here?
Here we go. Short video on Michael's procedure day.
Okay.
You know, someone just saw that video that's going here, and they're like, wait, I grew up with that dude.
Look at it. Look, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not bad. Weird? That's actually not bad. And it looks that looks real.
Yeah. And it's restore. Okay.
And so... Right? What's he saying? He's like, I wasn't getting any pussy.
He's like, yeah, kind of. And then this guy's like,
hey, that doctor looks like me.
Ooh. He's got like the full dome. Like
He's full
gone.
He's
got the horseshoe, yeah.
And they're like, yo, we can only do this much for you.
Urlacher's looks crazy.
Urlacher's, but so you can't just.
Full head of hair.
Does Matthew McConaughey have hair replacement? Yeah. I think his looks fucking legit.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'd want. I want Matthew McConaughey's hair.
You went McConaughey's?
But I never had good hair to begin with. Like my whole life, until I got short hair, and then I started losing it.
Yeah,
when I had long hair, it looked horrific.
It did?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Why do you think it looked bad? Okay, look, he's alive. Look, they show him awake and laughing. So he's like,
so he's just sitting there?
Yeah.
I could do this. And what do? They just plug it in?
I think so.
Oh, how long does it take?
I don't know.
Can you run your fingers through it and shampoo it? Or do you have to be like...
You can run your fingers through it. Yeah. Look how happy he is.
Show me activities he's doing. I want to see him wakeboarding. I guess he's not going to probably. All of a sudden he gets hair and he becomes athletic.
He's not wakeboarding.
He's like, look at this guy.
That's the team.
By the way, they better all have fucking amazing hair.
Yeah.
If you tell me that guy on the right, the Dr. Farhan.
Yeah.
If Dr. Farhan was bald going into hair.
Yeah.
If that's his real hair, then I'm like, whatever. Fucking cheater. But if that's fucking new hair, come on, dude. That's amazing.
So what does it say? Like, what's it say on the top left there? Breakthrough procedure. This is what we're going to do.
Breakthrough procedure.
Give us a day. Results laugh. No scalp, no stitches. No linear scarring. That's the thing you don't want to see, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awful looking hair plugs, permanently scarring. Those are things of the past. We're going to do the restore way.
So do I go... Let's do a video.
See, that's the old school way.
Oh, yeah. Joe had that, right?
Yep.
And then let me see some guys.
Yeah.
And I can't tell.
Look at those guys on the left there.
Hey, did Floyd Mayweather get his beard? He got beard implants.
What?
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather got beard implants.
Really?
Gets hair transplants for his beard.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he took it from his head and put it in his face.
No way.
I would love if my beard was the texture of my hair, just flowing and soft. You just do this.
Wait, what hairstyle will you rock with a full head of hair?
I would grow it out.
I think I would do one of these first, you know, like
oh,
short side.
Oh, my God, I would love to
come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would grow it out. I'd do like a bob. Like a nice tight bob.
Uh-huh.
I would have I'd have so many fun hairstyles. You know what? I was talking to Snoop about
his favorite. Shoulder length hair? Would you do like just have
it? Oh,
like,
yeah. I'm growing it out. I'm probably going to get a hair extensions. I didn't even know you could do that until now.
Uh-huh.
I would get hair extensions. I would definitely want a ponytail. I'd fucking rock a mullet one day. There's so many things I do with great hair. Yeah. That's when I see people with hair that like Nadav and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you got a gray head of hair.
Yeah.
And you're doing a Caesar?
Yeah.
Like, if I was Nadav, I would grow it out crazy long.
Uh-huh.
How old are you, Nadav?
I'm 32.
God, you're young.
God, you got your whole life ahead of you. Do you know what I was doing when I was 32? I was having kids. And when I was 28, I said to myself, I'm going to be the most attractive I can be so I can find my partner. I'm going to lose weight. I still have hair. My teeth are okay. I go, I'm gonna do everything I can to get the.
That really was
one.
Your thought.
Uh huh. I did it. I got Leanne.
So you got you worked to get.
I actually worked to get Leanne. I thought this is really probably fucking shallow thinking, but I was like, I don't like the women that are in the pool that I can get based on what I look like. And I was like, I'm overweight. And
you were at 28?
28, yeah. I was at 28. I was, by the way, now I look at it, I was like, I was 220. I was fucking looking good. Yeah. And then.
There's nothing like resenting the people that are attracted to you. Because I've had that before too. You're like, hey, what the fuck? Like, you think that we should be together? This is really insulting. You're fucking gross, you know?
God damn it. The people that are attracted to you.
And you're like, why do you even think that this is an option?
Can I tell you a game show I pitched?
I had a fucking acting teacher one time who was like, so there was you know who was in my acting class?
No.
So there were a few celebrities, including two of the Backstreet Boys were in the class.
Who else was in your class? This isn't AA. Tell me all of them.
No. So, but then like people would pop in. So like Danny Glover would like pop into the back of the room, like shit like that.
And then he walked into an acting class. He's like, I'm getting too old for this shit.
I mean, it was just like, it was wild. She had one-on-one coached huge, huge names.
Who is she? What was the actor coach? Was it?
I don't know if we should say her name or not.
To say it, edit it out. Cause I think I had the same one. That's not the one I had.
But there was like real legit actors there. And then sometimes you'd go to this class and, you know, you'd do scene work and like, you know, you'd see people and you're like, oh, that's good. And then like a highly trained actor would go and you're like, oh my God. Like it would be so moving how talented they were. You're like, holy shit, you know? And she would be the toughest on those actors, you know?
Really?
Like, yeah. The actor would do a scene and the students, we would be like, you know, you know who was in Minka Kelly was in my
who pull class? Her up. I want to see what she looks like. That's she sounds gorgeous.
Oh,
she sounds gorgeous. Oh my God!
Yeah, she was in my acting class. She was in my acting class, and she would wear scrubs.
She's married to Trevor Noah.
What? I don't think so. Oh, they've been quietly dating.
Jesus! She would wear out to
she
Trevor
would wear,
fucking Noah
scrubs because she was working as like a. Tech. I don't think she was a nurse, but she, you know, so she'd show up. This chick would show up in scrubs to acting class.
Minka Kelly.
Yeah, she dated Derek Jeter for a while.
Holy fuck!
Yeah, a couple other
dude. That makes me respect Trevor Noah so much more than anything he's ever done.
That he's dating her.
The fact that he can date her and then not be like jealous.
What do you mean?
Look, I couldn't.
You couldn't date her.
I couldn't date her and then be like. Did Jeter do this? I'd be like, I would ruin the relationship. I would sabotage my own relationship with her because I would be jealous of all the people. Pull up the people Minka Kelly dated.
Oh,
I already know Faison Glover is Faison Love, not Faison Love. Donald Faison. By the way, you said Danny Glover. I thought Donald Glover. Oh. And I know, and I saw a picture of Donald Faison, and I thought of Faison Love. She dated him.
How did you know she dated him?
I just saw a picture of the two of them together, and at first I thought it was Tiger Woods, and I was like, wait, she dated Tiger Woods? And I was like, never mind. That's Faison. It was from far away. She dated that guy? Who's this guy? Brian White? What's he do?
Stomp the Yard and Scandal.
Stomp the Yard? Oh, actors.
Okay.
Taylor Nick? No, don't know who that is. Oh, Taylor Kitsch! I know who that is. He was in... I can't read from here. Yeah. I thought it was a Taylor Nick. Taylor Kitsch is a good-looking dude. He's a good-looking dude. Okay. Keep going. Friday Night Lights. She dated Chris Evans?
I guess so.
Fucking, I have getting so much respect.
Oh, John Mayer.
She dated John Mayer? Right now, Trevor Noah's watching this going, what the fuck? Holy shit, is there anyone you didn't date? Topher Grace is the sweetest guy in the world. By the way, this woman and Derek Jeter, 7. Keep going. Ramon Rodriguez.
That was after Derek. That's what it looks
from
like.
Charlie's Angels TV pilot.
Okay.
Wilmer Van der Laan.
You know who that is.
I do know, but I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
We'll just Wilmer Van der Laan.
There you go.
You say it. Nah. You can't say it either, and you grew up around where he grew up.
I did not. Wilmer Valderrama.
Okay, you did it. Okay. Fuck off! fucking chick dated everyone.
That's crazy, huh?
She is like, no, no. Okay, right now, yeah. Right now. Okay, do you think, so Noah, Trevor Noah, I wish we had Trevor Noah's fucking number. By the way, dude, not the phone call I want to make. Way,
in that class, whenever, wherever.
Josh Radner, who's he? How I Met Your Mother? I don't know. Keep going. Jesse Williams?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
What's
Grey's
that?
Anatomy? Grey's Anatomy?
Trevor Noah. Ugh. By the way, I wouldn't mind being 3 of 14. 14 of 14. Like, you know, he's like, just put me in the middle, man. I'm dating her now. Don't put me at the last. I want to just be, I'm her boyfriend now. Put me as number one. What the fuck?
I think it's chronological.
What a disrespectful list. Wait.
And number 27.
You know, he was like, why are they doing 14? Just do 5 and put me at the end. What is the list? Like, fucking 27.
Yeah.
I respect Trevor Noah so much.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He is a confident dude.
Didn't it say that he bought a $27 million
it's
house?
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Go to Trevor Noah's house. Trevor Noah's house.
Okay.
He's like, what if he's... it's got 14 bedrooms.
$20 million? Jesus.
$27.5 million. Oh, my damn. God. Well, you can go. Let's see some fucking tours of this thing.
Okay. Well, it sells a house. That's what it says. It sells.
No, yeah. I mean, I think he lost money on it.
No, he's just bought. He go to the one that he bought. One. That one. Go to the buys. I've seen. Look at this. It looks like a fucking lair. Can I tell you? I hope this doesn't sound bad. But I really do like Trevor Noah. He was at an event one time, and my little sister went up and was like, "Hey, my brother's a comedian." And he was like, "Yeah." She's like, "His name's Bert Kreischer." And he didn't know who the fuck I was, but he talked very nicely of me to my sister.
Uh-huh.
She's like, "I ran into your friend Trevor Noah," and I was like, "I've never met Trevor Noah."
Yeah.
What's
crazy is he doesn't even live here. This is his second home.
How? What the fuck?
He lives in New York. He shoots the show in New York, right? That's what he's done.
And by the way, I don't
I need a place to stay when I go to the West Coast.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The day before New Year's Eve, the host of the day shelled out $27.5 million. In 19, he dropped $20 million on a similar.
How does he make his money?
He ended up selling it last summer. So he made a little money on the
other. How does he make money? Well, like,
host of the Daily Show?
But that can't, what is that? I'm not even being crass or obstinate, obtruse. what does that pay? I have
no idea. I have no idea what they're paying.
How much can you make on a TV show? I mean, I
think on a show like that, where it's kind of, that show is the brand, it's the flagship brand of Comedy Central. You know, The Daily Show, like that is like world renowned, and it's so well known.
I guarantee you they tell you what he gets paid for The Daily Show. Who do we know that, who do we know that could tell us what you get paid for
sure?
The Daily Show?
I don't know. I mean, I know that Jon Stewart was making crazy money.
Jon Stewart's different than Trevor Noah. No disrespect.
No, I know. I'm saying he was making crazy money.
Yeah, but he created that show. Like, he made that show. Craig Kilborn was the first host. Actually, Liz Winstead created the show.
Yeah,
she created the show.
Yeah.
And then fucking she's got to be looking at Trevor Noah's house going, I don't get a little taste.
Yeah.
It's
a really nice house, man.
This is
insane.
Have you ever met Trevor Noah?
Mm-hmm. I met him in New York at the Comedy Festival.
Would you like know him to be like, hey, man, we'd like to come to your house?
I mean, no.
Not fuck now. Me. He's definitely not going to invite us now. He's like, we need to meet my girlfriend Minka. And we're like, oh, we know who she is.
I know you're number 14, dog. I'm kidding.
A 15 by 60 foot infinity pool.
That thing looks
amazing. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
That is fucking
let me tell you something.
Beautiful.
Minka is, this is a long time ago. So when I met her, when we were in acting class together, how old is she now? Look at her age.
Oh, please say she's 45.
No way. She's in her late 30s, I bet. She's 40.
Okay.
So we're about the same age. I'm 1 year older. When we were in acting class,
By the way, 14 is not bad for a 40-year-old woman. 14 is not bad for a 30-year-old woman. But, like, she's fucking lived a goddamn life. Like, just to be fair. Trevor, I'm sure, is going, like, she's fucking 40, bro.
So we were.
Come the fuck down.
Of course. We were 23 and 22 in this class. So, like, I'm just saying, you could not pay attention to what's going on in class. And she would sit there in the scrubs, no makeup, no nothing, and basically every guy would just be like, just staring at her. Just staring at her.
What a cool name, Minka.
Did I remember this acting teacher? So there was also a couple models and shit, you know, like people wanting to be actors. So everyone heard that this is the person to go to. So I got referred there by an actual, like a working actress who was like, this lady's the shit. One time there's this beautiful girl in class, and then there was a not so good looking one. And
oh, wait, hold on. Remind me to tell you a story off camera. All right.
Oh, okay. Keep going. Teacher was like, I mean, I don't know member names. Let's just say, like, hey, you know what I think you should go out with? And I was like, oh, who? And, you know, my class has, like, Minka and, like, beautiful women. She was like, fucking Emily. And I was like, the fullback that sits in the third row? What the fuck are you talking about? She's like, she's sweet, and so are you. And I was like, God damn.
That's been and my this whole was like, fucking life.
Oh, yeah, and this was, like, the best I've ever looked. I was like, hey, fuck you, lady.
Best I've ever looked.
Yeah. I was like, why would you think that's a pair-up?
Why is it?
Because she's nice, and you're nice. I was like, oh, man. And I went out with that model, though. It didn't work out. You all right?
I don't want to go out with someone that is too hot. Meaning, like, Leanne's perfect for me. Oh my God. I'm today has been a, how can I supposed to go on a date with Leanne tonight? How was our conversation going to fucking compare to this?
No, like, it's not going to.
It's not.
Yeah. Where are you guys going to go? Dinner?
I don't know. Can you text her talking points?
Be like, hey, where are you going? Where are you going?
We're going to this one. It's an outdoor dining place. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Yeah. It's an outdoor dining place up by the girls' school.
You ready to switch up?
What?
You ready to start dating? Is that what's going
no.
on?
No. I wouldn't mind, like, her getting lost at sea.
Yeah.
And then me being, like, heartbroken and then doing some stuff to try to get my side straight. And then her coming back and be like, oh, I didn't know. No harm, no foul, right? We thought you were dead.
Right.
But
how long has she gone for in this scenario?
A year, and she brought her Invisalign. So she comes back, and she's like, it's so funny, I'm back, and I don't need to wear Invisalign anymore. I'm like, shut the fuck, shut the fuck up.
And then she's like, what's going on? You're like, I've been dating.
We got the house set up. I hope you're excited. The girls are going to be pumped to see you. They're in college.
When I say girls, there's also a couple living here now. Yeah. We haven't met.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Hey, Minka. Mishka. Mickey Mouse. God damn it.
Oh, my God.
Right. What else? What did we not cover today?
What did we not cover?
Yeah.
Well, you're training. You're looking great.
I'm feeling great. I had those.
Did you weigh today?
No, I didn't weigh today.
When's the last time you weighed?
I went a little bit of a bender this weekend.
Can I see the scale thing?
Scale yeah. Up? No.
Please. Let me see it. You don't have to look.
I looked.
You've been looking? Okay, because you weren't looking before.
Yeah, I started looking. 243 is the last weight.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm lifting like fuck. I love lifting weights.
It's great.
It's such a, but it really does instigate like a moron side of my brain.
It does what?
Like it really kind of, like I think, I'm not certain, but if you lift weights, I feel like it does increase your testosterone. And if it does increase your testosterone, I feel that insanely quickly. And I become a little bit of a meathead, and I start doing meathead things.
What kind of things are you doing?
Like shoulder checking my wife into a wall, like out of the way, nerd. No, just like vanity things where you're like, put your arm in a shirt and you don't stretch it out as much anymore. And you're like, yeah. It's interesting. What's interesting to me is that like LA actors, and I don't mean this disparagingly, for the most part, weren't like the meathead tough guys in high school. They weren't the guys lifting weights in the locker room.
Right.
They're just like the sensitive guy who, or not always, sometimes they're dirtbags. Yeah. Just couldn't get pussy in high school, and then they came out, and this is how they do it. But like, for the most part, like me and you were regular guys in high school, like lifted weights.
Yeah.
If you give me a set of 50s and you go, hey, we need, I need you to do bench, I need you to do bench press with those, I'm not going to fucking collapse them on my face. I know when I get to 8 how I feel, and if I can go to fucking 20, I'll do 20. But I've used my body my whole entire life. Having said that, I see like when I see like Hollywood actors that get like yoked or ripped, it's kind of funny because I know that when I do that, my meatheadness comes out, right?
Mm-hmm.
They never had that growing up, and then all of a sudden they become that. And I'm not like, I'm not saying like, I wish I could pick a name of a guy, but I can't. But I want to see the meatheadedness of them come out because it's there.
Right.
When you get ripped, you become very vain and like fucking.
And those hormones are real, man.
Yeah.
Like when that shit starts kicking up, you definitely change.
I can sense it with me in like competitiveness and just the way my brain works when I'm lifting weights. And when you see those guys that go from like, you know, like I'm saying Chris Evans, we just saw a picture of him. But like I don't know anything about Chris Evans. That's not fair. But I'm trying to say like a Hollywood guy who was just a regular guy and then he got fucking jacked.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what's the guy who played Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman is like a sensitive dude in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
In real dude life, he's a singing, dancing theater guy. He really is a theater guy.
Yeah.
But then he gets jacked, right?
Yeah.
And he's fucking Wolverine. And where's the theater? You can't even see the theater guy. And what's crazy is that when you are lifting weights like that, that theater guy is dead inside. He's like, I want to dance, you. And he's like, we don't dance.
That's true.
We deadlift, motherfucker. That's then we do a box jump. 10 deadlifts, 10 box jumps. Yes. Let's go, bitch. Like, I don't need to lift weights. Look at him in this one. Look at this. Ah, me do a box jump?
Oh, my dearest Sandy. Look at that. G to the A to the Y to the...
What? You couldn't waterboard me into that outfit.
I believe you would get in the outfit.
Actually, I would in a heartbeat. Yeah, There's a sensitive...
He's a tremendous talent, man.
Is he?
Hugh Jackman? He's super talented. You don't think he's talented?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not... Wolverine's a good movie.
No, I'm saying though, like somebody who can sing and dance and act.
Pull up. Let me see a reel. Let me see a sizzle reel of Hugh Jackman.
All right.
Hugh Jackman's sizzle reel, and I'll tell you if he's talented or not.
It's probably gonna,
Hugh Jackman. He's gorgeous.
Go to YouTube.
I'll tell you what I like about him.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I like about Hugh Jackman.
Acting reel.
Okay, I'm gonna hit pause. I'm gonna run this idea by you.
Okay.
Is Hugh Jackman talented, or is he just the rip dude who decided to put on tap shoes and everyone's like, oh, Lin Swan can tap dance also?
No, I think he's super. I think he's actually really
talented. What movies has he been in? Top 10 Hugh Jackman moments?
Well, these are probably all going to, I'm assuming
it's going to be him.
It's either going to be from talk shows, which is we don't want to see, or it's going to be from movies. Let's see.
Tony's.
Yeah, there he is.
What is this? What movie is this? Oh. What's this?
The Prestige.
He was in The Prestige? Oh, Hugh Jackman's a fucking shit, dude. I love this movie. Oh, I fucking love this movie. Oh, shit, that was Hugh Jackman? That's Hugh Jackman?
That's not him. That's Christian Bale.
That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's Hugh Jackman right there, though.
Hugh Jackman was the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Kate and Leopold. Look, I'm gonna make a very ignorant statement. Okay. All these period pieces are cheat codes in acting. Swordfish? Anyone can do that. He was in Swordfish?
There he is, shooting a fucking rocket launcher.
God damn it. Yep. Keep going. That was with Halle Berry, right?
Yeah.
I saw that.
There you go.
Keep going.
John Travolta.
John Travolta's. Oprah. He was on the Oprah Winfrey Show?
Yeah.
Keep going. Okay.
Someone like you?
Pass.
Pass, okay.
Butter.
Doing a real acting face there?
Yeah. The Oscars, okay.
Oh, see, because they're showing you there. He can host, he can sing, he can dance.
All right, he's the real deal.
He's
my
real
bad,
deal,
my bad, Hugh.
Yeah.
Deception? He was in Deception?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm really sorry, Hugh. You are the real deal, and you're jacked, and you can dance, and you can sing. He was in the Tonys. To be a Tony, to get a Tony, You got to be able to legit act, right?
Yeah, those are like the real theater actors.
I bet I could do that shit.
For sure you could. X2.
X2. Look, yeah. He's pretty awesome in these, but it's like.
Yeah.
He's fucking ripped.
Super jacked.
Yeah, and it's a good. He does that character well.
He does. He does.
See, I could
this could
do,
be you.
I could do. I'll tell you what. Let's do our own. I guess you can't do it yet until you can walk. Like walk dance.
Walk.
No, but we should do a dance, like a thing for the Tonys.
Uh-huh.
Like something
submit
it for the Tonys.
Yeah.
You have to be in a legit play for the Tonys.
Do you remember
right?
that time that you picked me up? I think it was to go to Brea. And I get in the car and you go, kiss me. And I go, what? And you go, I go, no. And you go, how will I know I can trust you? And I was like, what the fuck? And then you go, I've done it to a bunch of guys, you know? And I was like, well, I mean, I don't feel comfortable.
I don't remember this at all.
And then you go, well, just do it or we're not going to drive to the show. And I was like, all right. So then I kiss you and you go, ha, I got you. And I've gotten a bunch of guys like, and you're like young guys and good looking guys.
Yeah. Oopsie.
Oh, man. And you showed me that thing in your phone, like all these guys, pictures and stuff. Remember?
Yeah. I didn't think you'd bring it up here, but yeah.
By the way, this is all a lie. I never fucking kissed him. Or a lot of guys, but there was one guy. There was one guy.
What happened?
This is the fucking... Was this he, is was what's wrong with my brain. No. So I get done. No, he was.
Okay.
No. No, there was a guy.
They got so quiet.
My brain thinks about this, and I'm sure this is what's wrong with me. Right after I got my first deal in LA, I lived in LA for like 7 months, and I came back, and I'd been working the door at the Boston Comedy Club,
in
New York, and at the time no one was really working the door. Like there was a guy named Louis Schaefer, he was running the door, but I was just barking for stage time. And no one really, I mean, I'm sure people did it elsewhere, but people didn't bark for their stage time. They barked for money. And so I started barking. And
tell people what that means, though.
It means I stood on the street, and as anyone would walk down the street, I would go, hey, we got a great comedy show tonight. We got Dave Chappelle. We got Jay Moore. I'd list all the names of the people that were on the flyer. DC Benny, Talent, Maceo.
Yeah.
And I'd hand out flyers, and I'd say, yeah, I can get you in. Covers $5, but if you just want, come in, I'll get you a drink, you know. And the whole idea was to get an audience there, and then you start charging people once you started getting people. You wanted to get an audience there first, and so I'd get there at 7 o'clock and I'd start bringing people in and seating them and getting them drinks. And
yeah.
I was just fresh out of college, so I was like, yo, you guys want to come in, just come on in and drink. And so we would pack the fucking place. I don't know where the story's. Oh, anyway, there was this. I get a deal. I'm Time Out New York writes an article about me and about that I had been in Rolling Stone, and now I was barking, and these kids, I was filling up the place, and these kids all wanted to party with me because they were all college kids. I had just gotten out of college. So I go to LA for 7 months, live at the Universal Sheraton. I come back, and the first night back, it's an interesting night. I was shirtless in the back. Bill Burr had gone on, and Burr at the time, I say this kindly because Bill can have it, whatever his truth is, he is his truth. But Bill had kind of changed his act a little bit from maybe more fun, clean guy into like
I can't even imagine what the old act was.
It was. He murdered. It was like Brian Regan, though. It was like very much. Yeah. And he murdered. He was like, you ever see an infomercial, and the guy's got the fucking pan, and he's like, this pan can, I know, gah. Like it was very Boston, high energy, friendly, and it was clean.
And it was killing.
It was murdering. And then he kind of went to LA and then came back. And when I saw him that night, he was like, I remember the joke he said. It was, women want the same fucking everything the man gets except when it comes to a fire. All right, ladies, we'll give it to you. But when the fucking house starts burning, we're all going out at the same time or something. And it was like cutting the room. Dudes were, the right people were laughing. And then the people that didn't get it was like, but he was like figuring that side of him out. Bill comes back to the back. And we kind of talk. I think had a beer, and I was like, "Dude, you're killing it. Whatever you're doing, keep doing that." And he was like, "I don't know." We talked about we had the same managers at the time and agents, and he had parted ways with them. And then there's this guy. What's crazy is at the time when I come back, there's now seven dudes barking everyone found out that you could get a deal from barking, that Barry Katz would see you barking, put you up in front of the right people, and possibly get a deal. So the way Hollywood works across the board, now there's seven dudes barking, right? There's seven dudes handing out flyers, and none of them are, I don't even know if they were getting stage time at the time, but it was like seven dudes out front. I'm talking to Bill, and there's this two guys like waiting to talk to us. I'm like, they want to talk to Bill, obviously. Bill leaves, and then they're like, still standing there. I was like, what's up? And they're like, Bert, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm shirtless, and I'm drunk in the back corner of the Boston. It was dark corner. And they're like, just want to let you know that, you know, we started barking because we heard you got a deal. Like, how did you get your deal? And I was like, I just did stand up in front of somebody. And they're like, yeah, we'd love to like kind of pick your brain. And I was like, all right. But I didn't really have any answers.
Yeah.
I'd been written up in Rolling Stone magazine. And then Time Out New York is like, well, I don't know what to tell you. One of the guys leaves and the other guy won't leave me alone. Like, he won't leave me alone. And he's like sitting next to me and he's like, so we're like, it's like, tell me what a deal is. Like, walk me through a deal. And it's so a conversation I didn't want to be in. And my brain just goes, kiss him. Kiss him and end this conversation. Just lean over and kiss him. And he'll be like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, sorry, dude. And he just walk away. But I didn't do it. I just let him talk to me.
Oh,
but
you didn't do it?
No, I didn't do it. My brain was like.
I was so excited because like I just randomly made that up. And you're like, oh, that actually happened once.
No, no,
like,
my brain. No, that's when you started telling that story. I was like, I definitely have a story where to stop the conversation, I was like, if I just kiss this guy, he'd fucking leave in a heartbeat. But I didn't kiss him. I just listened to him and fucking, you know me, I gave him way more advice than he needed.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
He couldn't shut me the fuck up.
You ever pee on someone?
Yeah, like Leanne, but in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
I never like.
She get mad?
I didn't tell her.
Oh.
Piss on her. You never just piss on them and then they're like.
No, I piss on her in the shower all the time, but she's always like, come on, this is fucking gross. She's like, she gets mad. She's like, it smells like coffee. And then I'll blow my nose in the shower and then some of it will get on her. And then I'll clear my throat, spread my cheeks. She goes, okay, I'll get out of the shower now. And she leaves.
Leanne farted in the middle of a fight the other night. But she didn't tell me, it just farted. And then we're arguing about something. And then I just go, did you just fart? And she was like, yeah, so what? You do it all the time. And I go, yeah, but you also get pissed when I fart in the middle of a fight. She was like, oh, what, are you going to walk away? And I was that was a bad time to sneeze in the middle of a story.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, wait, what's he doing?
Yeah, I didn't know.
What
was
else?
Was it a pretty loud fart?
No, it was silent. And just, she has been
oh, you
farting.
Smelled it.
She's been like, farting in her sleep a lot lately. Like,
you hear it?
Ripping them. I wake up earlier than she does. And I have been listening to her rip them. She's been sleeping on the couch for a long time, but she started getting in bed with me like middle of the night. And I think
sleeping
she's been
on the couch for
a
long time.
Yeah, because of the dogs. And so Leanne's just weird, man. She does her own thing, and there's certain things that keep her up. And one of the things is both our dogs got Giardia, and so they were shitting all of the time. And so she wanted to sleep with them and make sure she'd get them out. And then lately she started getting in bed with me, and I think she's been on the couch with the dogs for so long.
Farting a lot.
That just ripping farts with the dogs. That she got in bed with me. And just, I'm talking like, you know, like when a woman farts, they don't have hair in their assholes.
Yeah.
So it's not muffled. It's like ass cheeks going.
Yeah. And are you saying, are you like, what the fuck?
I'm trying desperately. I sat this morning on Instagram stories and just held it down for minutes at times going, please fucking fart, woman. Please. Go fucking viral. She rips a fucking fart.
Yeah, that's great, man.
This is fucking aggressive, too.
What kind of hat is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, every time you have a hat, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, I got it from Hat Club. These guys are on Instagram.
How many hats do you have?
I probably have about 300.
Wow.
I have so many hats. But what happened is I got in touch with this guy, SF Grippy. And he was like noticing that I liked minor league hats, and then he was like, you should check out Hat Club, and Hat Club sends you like two or three hats a month, brand new ones, like ones you can't get. They're like, sometimes they make them, sometimes they're one offs, and I love getting new hats. Here, can I tell you the big problem is that I have a big head, I have a size 8 head,
yeah,
and so what happens is usually the only size 8s you can get are whatever city you're in, their hats. So then all I would get was professional baseball team's hats, because that's the only size 8 you could ever get. Yeah. So I'd have a Dodgers hat on, I'd have a Red Sox hat on, a Yankees hat, and what's annoying as fuck in LA is if you're walking through the store and you got a Red Sox hat on, some fucking jackass who went to college at Emerson is like, yo, bro, what's the Sox score today? And you're like, I'm not a fan. I have a big head.
He's
like, why are you wearing the hat? And you're like, I have a big head. I got a big head. No, mine's bigger. No, I got a, what size hat do you have? And then I'm in a conversation with a guy I don't want to be in. And I'm like, just kiss him. Yeah. And so...
That's what you did to me when you picked me up.
Yeah. And so I...
I wasn't mad at you, by the way, when you asked me to.
Okay. I don't... Anyway, look how big my head is. Put this on.
Okay. Holy shit.
Yeah, right?
This fits you?
Yeah.
This is normal to you?
Yeah, it's normal.
It's really big.
Yeah, I know. It's a hockey team, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a good hat. And so I get these hats from them, and then... They'll hit me up and be like, yo, we got a new hat dropping. And I just end up picking them up. And then what happened is I put it out on Twitter. I was like, what's your favorite minor league team? And God damn it. They're like, what? I was like, what's your favorite minor league team's hat? And everyone started sending me like their favorite ones. And I started buying them. And then because I was doing that, a lot of the minor league teams sent me their hats. And now I have so many hats, I can't even get through them.
That's great, though.
I love taking an outfit and then going, does this hat go with this outfit?
Yeah. I never thought before that you were super hat guy, but you've become.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. And it's also a way for me to can tell the different episodes of Two Bears is by the hat.
By the hat. Yeah, that's true. A couple of things. Let's recap today. We have an official secret handshake now, thanks to Cortez Lewis.
Thank you very much, Cortez.
We're going to practice now as soon as this is over.
Yep.
We started a sports management company, Two Bears Sports Management.
Yep. .com. Our first client.
Handshake King. We're going to try to get Cortez on Cameo and some deals. We went through the fact that I did an acting class with Minka Kelly, and we went through her boyfriends, and she's now with Trevor Noah.
And by the way, she's 40, and she is she's like, don't say my age or how many people I fucked. Stop all of this, Bert.
She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous, and amazing. I'd be 17, 14, 15. Wait, what am I talking about? I'm married. Never mind.
Yeah.
But if my wife gets lost at sea, Minka, there's an invite.
Sure.
You're going to be really let down in my house, by the way.
Restore hair. We're going to investigate, see if we can get full heads of hair, new hairstyles. And finally, you didn't demand a kiss to drive to Brea.
Thank you.
But if you did, I would have been like, I love you, Bert.
I love you, too.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.